3. Chamberlain. Past Little Round Top, the ground dipped down into a saddle, but the line ran straight, unbroken, along the saddle and up the ridge, rising toward the trees and the cemetery, that northern hill. The line was a marvelous thing to see. Thousands of men and horses, and the gleaming Napoleons row on row, and miles of wagons and shells. Marching along the crest, they could see back to the Tawny Town Road, and the rows of tents, the hospitals, the endless black rows of more cannon, wagon trains. The sun was hot along the ridge, and men had stuck bayonets in the ground and rigged shelter halves, and here and there through scarred trees they could see down into the rocks below, bodies there in black clumps, soft among the gray boulders. Back in the woods of Little Round Top, up on the summit of the hill, they had been alone. But now they were in the midst of the army, the great army. A moving fragment of this unending line of men and guns lined along the spine of that ridge going out of sight to the north. Chamberlain gathered strength, limping along the ridge, tucking himself in under his soft black hat, out of the sun. The lieutenant who was their guide was a dapper young man named Pitzer, who liked to gossip, to show that he was privy to great secrets. He had a runny nose, and he sneezed repeatedly, but seemed to be enjoying himself. He pointed out the place where the 1st Minnesota had made the charge that had the whole army talking. 300 men had charged under Hancock's direction. Only 40 had come back. But they had broken a Reb assault, giving reserves time to get up. Chamberlain thought, their casualties much worse than mine. In a fight, it always seems that your fight is the hardest. Must remember that. What happened to them was much worse than what happened to us. Pitzer said, conversationally, we very nearly retreated this morning. Retreated? Why? Chamberlain was aghast. Meade wanted to pull the whole army out. Had a meeting of corps commanders last night. He really did. Pitzer sneezed emphatically. Damn ragweed! Happens every some... He exploded again, plucked out a bright red handkerchief, wiped his nose, his wheezy eye, grinned. Meade wrote an order for the whole army to withdraw, then held a meeting of corps commanders and asked for a vote. This army is great for meetings, Colonel. Old Sedgwick did the right thing. He fell asleep. Pitzer chuckled. Old Uncle John. You can count on him. He voted, then he fell asleep.
What was the vote?
Well, hell, all the corps commanders voted to stay. I mean, the only one felt like pulling out was Meade. General Meade, he added thoughtfully, eyeing Chamberlain. Never knew how to take these civilian colonels. It was unanimous. Meade had them write it out, so it's all on record. I was watching through a window, saw the whole thing, even old Sedgwick asleep. Now there's an officer. Him and Hancock. Pitzer shook his head admiringly, wheezing. Hancock was something to behold. He says they'll come again one more time, and we ought to be right here, waiting.
He says they'll come again? Hancock?
Yep.
Where did he say they'd come?
Pitzer grinned, pointed, wheezed. Why, Colonel, right about here. They were moving higher up the crest of the hill. They were coming out in a long space of open ground along the crest before a grove of trees, the cemetery. Down across the field there was a small farmhouse surrounded by horses, flags, many soldiers. Chamberlain could see, even at this distance, the high brass. To the left was a clump of trees, a stone fence, two batteries of artillery, the long line of troops lying in the sun, in the shade of the trees, dug in, waiting. Pitzer said, pointing,
that's Meade's headquarters, over there. Position of your regiment will be back there, down near the road. You'll be in reserve behind the crest. Don't have to dig in, but don't go away.
Pitzer led them down the grass, pointed to a flat space just above the road, the masses of guns and wagons, in plain sight of the headquarters. "Here it is, Colonel. I'm to place you here. Colonel Rice will be by in a bit. Says you are to report to General Sykes later on." He saluted, sneezed, wandered off in no great hurry, wiping his nose.